Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love. This week I have an email from a guy whose girlfriend has broken up with him. So let's see what I can do to help. He said, "My ex-girlfriend and I started dating last fall. Right away it was very serious." So that's a mistake right there. You hardly know this person. How can you be serious about someone you don't know? You're projecting onto them what you think they're like, but you don't know if they're really like that. So you're serious about someone that doesn't exist, because they may be the way you think they are, or they may be totally different, but you don't know. And getting serious quickly usually leads to things slowing down eventually, as we'll see happens as I continue to read. We would see each other about twice a month for long weekends, as we live in different states. There was constant talk initiated by her of marriage, children, and the future. I felt the same. Our plan was that eventually she would move back to Minnesota, where she's from and where I live, because she didn't want to stay in Chicago forever. There were a few occasions when she would get anxious or worried, but would chalk it up to her depression or just missing me. On her last visit to Minnesota, everything seemed to be going smoothly. However, when I took her to the airport, she was a little melancholy, but no different than whenever we had to leave each other at the end of the weekend. But this time it was different, because by Tuesday evening we had broken up. Her reasons were that the long distance was becoming too much for her, along with the pressure of moving eventually. She also said that sometimes she felt there was something missing romantically that she couldn't put her finger on. So I'm sure those are all true to some point, but the fact is the main reason that anyone ever breaks up with anyone is because their interest level has gone down and they're no longer as interested and as attracted as they once were. So of course she's using the excuse of, oh, it's just too much pressure, the moving, oh, the long distance. I mean, if you really love someone, if you have high interest level, you don't care about the long distance. You put up with whatever you have to. You put up with the distance until you can be together. So whenever I hear excuses like, oh, well, we broke up because of the distance. No, you didn't. You broke up because someone lost interest, not because of the distance. And then when she said that she felt something was missing, you know, I would need to speak to you to find out more, but it sounds, whenever a woman says that, usually it means that the man is not being alpha enough. And so she's not as attracted to him as she would like to be. So I don't know the dynamics of your relationship, but I have a strong suspicion that it could be that she just needed you to be more alpha, and that's why she lost interest. Maybe you were alpha in the beginning, and then as you got more and more into the relationship, you lost that a bit, possibly. I don't know. I would need to speak with you. Okay. Continuing on, he says, we stopped talking for a couple of weeks. By the end of July, after I contacted her again, we were talking a lot. She was very open about how much she still loved me and missed me and woke up every day questioning her decision. We continued to talk for a few weeks. She spoke of how much she felt that we loved each other and she wasn't sure what she wanted. Well, when someone is not sure what they want, it means they don't want you, because if she wanted you, she would be sure. So that's just, you know, another way of getting out of the situation. Oh, I don't know. I don't know what I want. Come on. I mean, you know that you want her, right? You're not unsure as to whether you want her. You want her and you're sure. And if she's not sure, it means she doesn't want you. It's harsh, but it's the truth. So after a couple of weeks, I decided to ask her to come to Minnesota for the long weekend. I thought it was something I should do as part of the natural progression toward getting back together. No, it's not your job to get back together. She broke up with you. It's her job if she wants to get back together. And of course, it backfired because, as he says, she rebuffed my invitation saying it wasn't the right time. Schedule, financially unsure. Well, basically, it's because you didn't want to. That's why. So this had become a running theme. As I pointed out, and thus we had a terse conversation, which ended with her feeling too much pressure and me feeling frustrated at her stringing me along but not wanting to move forward. We decided we should no longer speak. That's what happens when you try to get back with someone that has broken up with you. If they broke up with you, there's a reason. And just because they're talking to you, it doesn't mean they want to get back with you. It means they like you, they enjoy talking to you, they miss you. It doesn't mean they want to get back with you. So I don't think she was stringing you along. I think you were hoping that it meant that you would get back together. But as I said, you should not have initiated anything. You shouldn't have contacted her after a few weeks, and you shouldn't have tried to get her to visit. He goes on, that was 24 days ago. We've had absolutely no contact since then, although I did unfriend her on Facebook because I needed to take that away from myself as it was preventing me from moving forward. Perfect. Unfriend her, unfollow her, do all that if you have to, if it makes you feel better. She's my best friend, or she was my best friend. I miss her terribly, but I know now that I need to stand my ground longer, yes, and not seem so eager to accept her advances and take them as her wanting to get back together. Exactly. What can I do moving forward? I assume continue no contact indefinitely. Exactly. At this point, you have to do no contact no matter what, and do not try to reach out to her, contact her in any way. You can also listen to my podcast/YouTube video titled How to Easily Get Your Ex Back, and that explains in more detail about why when someone breaks up with you, you have to just leave them alone. So I don't know why she broke up with you. There could be numerous reasons. There could also be someone else, right? We don't know. She lives in another city. It's possible that she's met someone and now she's confused. We may never know. Or maybe you'll find out. But right now, you need to take care of you. All you can do is get on with your life. Do not contact her no matter what, and see what happens. And there's a good possibility she probably will contact you at some point in the future. It may take longer than you would like, but she needs her space, and we'll see what happens. So if you have any questions or comments about this podcast, or you need help figuring out what's going on with your ex or possibly getting an ex back, you can contact me at my website, theartoflove.net. Be sure to use the contact form on that website and do not email me directly or I may not get your email and then I won't be able to help you and then you'll never get your ex back. Just kidding. If you're listening to this on iTunes, I would appreciate it if you would rate and review the podcast. And finally, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.